Welcome to the Locked On Steelers podcast. I am your host, Tony Serino, and this is your daily dose of all things Steelers. Day 7 of Steelers training camp in the books. A successful day for the Steelers in that no real injuries to speak of coming out of this practice. Marcus Tucker rolled his ankle at the end, but it seems like that was a minor injury. And again, that came very late in camp. Looked like he was ready to return if need be. We'll see what happens with him going forward. But other than that, no real injuries, and I think that's the first time we've been able to say that after a Steelers practice since, you know, maybe all of camp so far. So in that way, a successful practice. Also a successful practice for James Washington, who really had his best day of camp. We'll talk about that, the quarterback rotation, and Artie Burns, who also had a very successful return to camp from injury. The Hall of Fame game was this evening. I am actually recording this just after the third quarter, so I don't have the final score or anything like that, but well, I'll tell you what, the story coming out of this game, no matter what happens in that last quarter, is going to be this leading with the helmet rule. Is it too early to call it a disaster, given that we're only three quarters into this preseason? I'm ready to call it a disaster. I think it was called 5 minutes. It took 5 minutes for this penalty to be called in the game. Just routine hits throughout the game were being called this leading with the helmet. I mean, the NFL... This is a real mistake for them. It's anything that even looks like you could be leading with the helmet, which includes players who are trying to lead with their shoulder. Of course, when you're leading with your shoulder, your helmet comes with you. This is a bad rule, and I think, you know, it cannot be overstated how much I think this is going to change football in 2018 or change outcomes of games in 2018, considering how many of these penalties are likely to be called throughout the season. So definitely something to monitor throughout the preseason. Then as we get into the regular season, it's certainly going to be frustrating to watch. On the injury front, the Steelers signed two and released two. Signing two players likely because of some of the injuries that they've been having. They signed Bucky Hodges, a tight end, and tackle Kyle Meadows. So Bucky Hodges comes in to replace the now released Ryan Malik, the tight end who was injured the other day. They ended up releasing him injured. And they also release inside linebacker Darnell Leslie. I thought Darnell Leslie was having a decent camp, but the Steelers needed another offensive lineman now, of course, with Ramon Foster going down and now Alejandro Villanueva sitting out multiple practices. The Steelers needed another body in there at offensive line, so they went out and got Kyle Meadows. Tomlin saying after practice today that Antonio Brown, who sat out again, was taken to Pittsburgh to be evaluated for an undisclosed injury. Pro Football Talk reported that it is a strained quad, and Adam Schefter of ESPN reporting that sources inside the Steelers are telling him that AB is going to be fine, and this is just going to be a couple days more before he can return to practice. So good news there on the Antonio Brown front after you heard Tomlin in that press conference say he had to be taken back to Pittsburgh for evaluation. Of course, everyone feared the worst, but sounds like this is a very minor day-to-day injury like the Steelers expected when they first released that injury. Artie Burns returned to practice today after his hamstring or groin, whatever that was. I think he had a very successful practice, a very good return to practice for him. Morgan Burnett and Sean Davis continue to work through individual drills, but not team drills. Got to be frustrating for Morgan Burnett now, as this is his sixth missed practice in a row. And again, when they first announced that injury, they said it was a precautionary thing keeping him out with a tight hamstring. Six practices in now, you got to start to wonder how soon Morgan Burnett is going to get back and how injured that hamstring was to begin with. Alejandro Villanueva, TJ Watt, Vance McDonald continue to sit out. They sat out all today. Marcus Tucker, as I said, rolled his ankle at the end of practice today during the last 11-on-11. Didn't finish practice, but he was getting his leg taped up. He may have been able to return to camp or to return to practice if it had gone on any longer. We'll see if he comes back for tomorrow night's practice. And then let's get to the full report of day 7. As I said at the top, I thought this was James Washington's best day for him by far. This is a guy who, you know, there's so much expectation for him as the number 2 pick for the Steelers, or the second round pick for the Steelers. This is a guy who we've heard about his combat catches, his catch radius, all of that. Haven't really seen that part of his game just yet. We've seen him use that deceptive speed, those traits as he has as a deep receiver at times during camp, but really haven't seen him been able to make the big catches. In fact, we've seen him struggle to make those big catches throughout camp. That was up until today when he made a ton of big catches today and a ton of combat catches all over the field. The best one he had was a one-handed grab that was thrown behind him by Josh Dobbs in the end zone. He just kind of nonchalantly reached an arm out, brought that in one-handed, a spectacular catch by James Washington. And like I said, what we started to see today, and I think we saw this a little bit yesterday as well, is we're starting to see that catch radius that everyone talked about with James Washington, the good hands that he has, and the strength that he has to bring in the ball, even when a corner is draped on him. We started to see that from him today. If he can start to string along practices like this, like he's done yesterday and today, if he can continue doing that over the next couple days ago, he will definitely earn his place, you know, first in AB's line of, you know, the quarterback wide receiver drill, but then ultimately getting his way onto that first team and maybe splitting reps on the outside with Justin Hunter, something we haven't seen from James Washington just yet, but we all expect it. Again, he continues having those kind of practices. I think he will eventually work his way up to that point. We've been talking about the quarterback rotation on this podcast. Of course, it's been weird watching Josh Dobbs get so many reps with the second unit. There were some questions about whether or not, you know, the Steelers were considering making any sort of movement there as far as promoting Josh Dobbs to the second unit. That doesn't seem to be the case. Kevin Colbert was asked about that in an interview with 93.7 The Fan. And he said, you know, Landry Jones is definitely the backup. And that is, of course, expected to be the case, right? I mean, Landry Jones has been around this organization for so long. The only real veteran that the Steelers have behind Ben Roethlisberger, Josh Dobbs in his second year, and, of course, Mason Rudolph, a rookie. Although it has been interesting to watch Josh Dobbs and how much success he's been having in his second year. But Tomlin says, you know, he's rotating, and the reason for the rotation is just to make sure that all four guys get reps. Of course, you know, there's only three units, right? You have first string, second string, third string, but with four quarterbacks, it can be difficult at times to get all four in there. So the reason why you're seeing Dobbs sometimes with the second team is because of that kind of rotation. Now, speaking of Josh Dobbs, he had a bad day today. This was definitely a bad day for Josh Dobbs, one to forget for him. In that final 11-on-11 drill, which was a red zone drill, he threw two horrific interceptions. One was on a quick slant that Jordan Dangerfield easily stepped in front of, would have been a pick six. And then two plays later, he tried to throw an out route. I think he threw it a little late because Brian Allen, again, was able to step in front easily for what would have been another pick six. Two pick sixes for Josh Dobbs in three plays. Not a good look for Josh Dobbs, and I'm sure this is going to be a practice he will want to forget quickly. Now, we've been talking a lot this offseason about when the Steelers are going to use the dime this year, how often we're going to see the Steelers use the dime. Of course, having taken Terrell Edmonds, having taken Marcus Allen in the draft, two safeties who can play closer to the line of scrimmage, signing Morgan Burnett from the Green Bay Packers. You know, we've all been wondering how are the Steelers going to utilize those kind of players, and finally got our answer in today's practice as the Steelers finally showed us a dime look, and not just a dime look. They also showed us what, you know, some consider it's a quarters look, but I think the Steelers call it the dollar look. Seven defensive backs on the field at the same time. When they went to dime, they brought in Cam Sutton. So Cam Sutton ended up being your dime linebacker. Now it's okay. So we should preface this whole conversation. Morgan Burnett is out injured. Sean Davis also out injured, right? So it is going to be difficult for us to get a clean look at what the Steelers are thinking, because let's say they wanted to put Terrell Edmonds in that dime linebacker spot. If Morgan Burnett were healthy, right, we're not going to know, because right now, Morgan Burnett's out, and so Edmonds is starting in his place. So, you know, take all of the personnel choices that were made today. You know, make sure you have in the back of your mind that there's injuries that are playing a factor in this. But having said all that, the dime look that the Steelers had was Bostic stayed out there for one of the reps and Vince Williams stayed out there for another at linebacker. Cam Sutton came in as your dime linebacker. And in the dollar look, with no linebackers on the field, it was essentially there were four down linemen, Bud Dupree and Anthony Ciccolo, playing kind of edge rushers, down linemen type, with Tuitt and Hayward in there as well. You had Marcus Allen and Malik Golden playing kind of Mac and Buck linebacker in a dollar look, and then five defensive backs behind them with Mike Hilton, your two corners, and your two starting safeties. That was a very interesting look as well, that dollar look. And that's something the Steelers toyed with at the end of last season. They played it a couple reps. I think it was in the game against Cleveland. This has been something that the Steelers, again, they have toyed with. The idea of using a dime at times, we saw it last year when they brought in Robert Golden with three safeties. They've been trying to do that. This dollar look, this idea of seven defensive backs is another one we've seen, but only sparingly last season. They're bringing it out now at camp. We're starting to see it. We're starting to get a look of it. It'll be much more interesting. I'll be much more interested in what this looks like for real when Morgan Burnett is healthy and when Sean Davis is healthy. And what does the personnel look like then? Is it Cam Sutton coming on in the dime? Or is it Terrell Edmonds? Or does maybe Morgan Burnett move down into that dime linebacker spot and they bring in Edmonds at strong? Again, there's a lot of permutations that can happen here. But, you know, very interesting to see them use that dime. And in the dollar look, even more interesting that so much was made after Marcus Allen was drafted about could he be used at inside linebacker. You know, he's not going to be used at inside linebacker in the base look, but in this dollar look, he definitely was used as kind of an inside linebacker in that spot. So that, very interesting as well, and something to keep an eye on as we go. Because, again, those dime looks, the dollar looks, that's what we've all been waiting for, and we finally got to see it today. Artie Burns, I thought, had a fantastic return to camp today. As I've said, you know, he's had an up-and-down camp, and most of his downs have been reps against Antonio Brown. Well, he got to play a day without Antonio Brown out there, and I thought it was exceptional. I don't think, looking back at my notes and kind of counting and going through the reps, I don't think Artie Burns allowed a completion today in any of the 7-on-7 or 11-on-11 drills. I don't think he allowed even one. I got a chance to talk to him on Wednesday during a media session. He was very intense. I mean, he is locked in for this season. One of the reporters tried to joke with him about, you know, are you going to get your chance at safety, or have you been bugging the coaches to get your chance at safety? And instead of joking around about it, he said, I'll play whatever position they want me to play. You know, if they want me to play safety, I'll do that too. I mean, he is locked in on this season. Now, it could be because he was going into a bit of a contract year, right? At the end of this season, the Steelers are going to have a choice to make with Artie Burns about exercising his fifth-year option. So I'm sure that's weighing on him a little bit. But Artie was fantastic today. And you're seeing marked improvement from a guy who, coming into camp, I thought might get pushed by Cam Sutton for a starting spot. As I said previously on this podcast, I was way off on that. Way, way off. Artie Burns looks good. Now, talking about the cornerback rotation now that Artie Burns is back in, of course, before it was Cam Sutton and Cody Sensabaugh splitting reps with Artie out. That's no longer the case. Cam goes back to second team slot corner, and Cody Sensabaugh goes back to second team outside corner. They didn't really flip those reps at all. So Cam was back to being the second team nickel. Now, you know, just to take a step back here and talk about Cam Sutton for a second, because I know we've talked about his ability as a cover corner and what a good camp he's having. I think it's worthwhile just talking about the versatility that this guy has. He's played some safety. He played dime linebacker today. He's been playing second team nickel, and with Artie out, he was playing outside corner. I mean, this guy has literally played every position in this secondary now. That is awesome to see. So, you know, hats off to Cam Sutton. And again, that's one of the things that the Steelers have been emphasizing this offseason is having players in the secondary that can be versatile so that defense or offenses can't get an idea of what kind of coverage the Steelers are going to play based on the personnel on the field, right? It's, you know, nickel look could be different because the Steelers could be using Mike Hilton at, let's say, safety instead of as a nickel corner and try to deceive defenses that way. So interesting to see the Steelers emphasizing that sort of versatility. One of the most interesting reps today, I thought, was a rep where the Steelers got Jalen Samuels covered one-on-one against Bud Dupree, and it was a complete mismatch. Jalen Samuels had an easy grab over Bud Dupree. Bud had no chance of covering Jalen Samuels, and it's the kind of thing I think the Steelers are going to want to do with Jalen Samuels is try to use him in places where they can get him matched up one-on-one against a linebacker who's just average in coverage. Because, again, this was a complete mismatch against Bud Dupree. And it was an easy completion for him. Jalen Samuels, I thought, has had a very good early camp. He's kind of trailed off recently. This, I think, was his best rep of the day because it was such a mismatch. But it's definitely something the Steelers are going to be trying to do with him this season. Now, speaking of Bud Dupree, with Alejandro Villanueva out, and Chucks Okorafor in the starting lineup today, Bud Dupree took full advantage. I mean, Chucks had no chance against Bud many, many times today. Whether it was the speed rush or Bud ripping underneath, I mean, there were multiple times today where Chucks gave up an easy sack and was beaten cleanly. Now, look, Chucks is still a rookie, and he's still very raw, as you know, as we heard about him coming out of college. So, you know, he's still got a lot of growth and development to do. But good on Bud Dupree for taking advantage of that and really dominating Chucks Okorafor all day. When's the last time you can say that Bud Dupree dominated a left tackle in this league? And I know Chucks Okorafor is a rookie, but even still, I mean, Bud Dupree, to see him dominating like that was encouraging, even if it was against a rookie like Chucks Okorafor. Now, one player we haven't talked about pretty much at all during camp, and I did want to bring him up today, because this is one of those guys who's just kind of been under the radar. You know, he's a, you know, I like to say the word known quantity, right? I mean, he's a veteran. We know what he brings to the table, but I want to mention him anyway. And that's Steven Ridley, the running back that the Steelers signed at the end of last season. You know, he hasn't gotten a ton of reps because the Steelers are trying Jalen Samuels in so many different spots, and they're trying to work in James Conner into this offense as well. But Steven Ridley looks really solid out there. He's got really good feet. They're always moving. He's hard to bring down. He's going to be a really hard cut for this team because, again, he's a veteran. You know, he's always in the right spot. He's good in multiple phases, good as a run blocker, good as a runner, and good out of the backfield. The kind of thing, again, that kind of versatility the Steelers are looking for all over the field. Again, I know the Steelers are enamored with Samuels, and I am too, right? I mean, I think some of the mismatches that Samuels brings to the table are interesting, but you know, when we cut this team down to 53, if the Steelers are keeping three running backs on this team, it's going to come down to Samuels versus Ridley to me at this point, and it's going to be a tough cut for the Steelers no matter which way they go with that. And I know we haven't talked about Terrell Edmunds yet on today's podcast, and he of course has been a real storyline throughout camp. It was a bit of an understated day from Terrell Edmunds, to be fair. I mean, he didn't have any sort of crazy play like James Washington did today. I mean, that's really to be expected, right? I mean, Edmunds has had so many showy performances over the past couple days that, you know, he was due for one that was a bit understated. Now, I don't think there was any major hiccups for Edmunds today. There was one play during seven shots where it looked like he and Hayden might have had some miscommunication that left Darius Hayward Bay open over the middle. But other than that, I mean, he had a solid day. His best rep was another rep in seven shots when he was covering Jalen Samuels one-on-one and had a nice pass breakup, got a hand in there on a quick slant to bat the ball away. You know, he continues to show his athleticism, his speed. Again, I think today was just a ho-hum day for Terrell Edmunds. Two other young guys that we've been talking about pretty much all of camp, and that is Damon Patterson and Tevin Jones, the wide receivers. Neither had a good day, and for Damon Patterson, this is now two in a row. Patterson had another drop right through his hands. It's a little bit becoming a trend for Patterson, a guy who had started camp by making so many spectacular catches. To see him drop one like that, that was disappointing. The same for Tevin Jones. He had a couple big drops today as well. Now, look, there's still a ton of time for both of these guys, right? I mean, we're only a week into camp so far, and there's going to be plenty of practices left and four preseason games that these guys are going to get plenty of looks in throughout those games. So, both of these guys have played well enough to earn their spots. Tevin Jones getting some first-team reps at slot with when Juju was out. Damon Patterson and Tevin Jones both have split time in Ben's line for the quarterback wide receiver drill. So clearly the coaching staff is noticing the performances that they put out there. And they got to put these practices behind them, keep going. Like I said, there is plenty of time for both of those guys. Then finally today, seven shots. I did want to report on that. Seven shots was won by the defense again. This time it was 5-2. Well, I guess it was 4-3. So the officials were on hand today. They have been for the last couple days. So they were calling interference on some plays. They called interference on Mike Hilton on one play. So I guess it's 4-3 if you count the pass interference as a touchdown for the offense. But still, the defense won again. That's now six out of the seven practices won by the defense in seven shots. That's six in a row, actually, for this defense. The offense won practice number one, but the defense has now won six in a row. Impressive. Impressive for this defense. And again, I think it starts to show you that kind of improvement that I've been talking about. This definitely does not look like the same defense that we left off with at the end of 2017. And that I think, is where a lot of my excitement comes from. All right, tomorrow on Locked On Steelers, it is Friday Night Lights for the Steelers. That is going to be the night practice from Latrobe Memorial Stadium. It's going to be a crazy environment, and all the players are looking forward to it. I am looking forward to it as well. And so tomorrow, I will have a full report. It'll go up a little later, but I will have a full report for you guys from Friday Night Lights. If you want to leave feedback, SteelerCountry@gmail.com is the email address. You can follow me on Twitter at SteelerCountry. I am live tweeting the entirety of practice every day. So if you want even more Locked On Steelers, follow me at SteelerCountry on Twitter. All right, I'll be back tomorrow for more Locked On Steelers.